Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." And I underlined this next phrase in my Bible years ago, "and come again to you." He didn't say, "I'm coming back." He knew by faith. He said, "Me and the lad are going up there to that mountain, and we're coming back." You're talking about faith. Abraham had great faith. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Remember, he's a grown man. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and both of them went together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, said, "My father." And he said, "Behold, here am I, my son." And he, speaking of Isaac, said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Verse number 8 is a tremendous verse, folk. I wish I could preach again. Abraham was a great man of faith. He had all intended. He's already in his mind, he's going to sacrifice Isaac. But God, he knew that God would raise him up if need be. God would raise him from the dead. But look at this. And Abraham said, "My God, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went up, both of them, together. I'm not a Hebrew scholar. I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm not even an English scholar. But they tell me, because I did take... True story, you'll appreciate this, Lisa. I had one semester of Hebrew. I had 1 year of Greek. I couldn't handle the language. Temple Meek is here, or Doug, other guys, they're language aficionados or whatever. You know, I have a hard time with my own. Anyway, but what I have been told about this, and I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I have been told that verse number 8, that it says, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb." Literally, there's in Hebrew thought, you could put that word "for" in there. That God will provide for himself a lamb. Who will be that lamb? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Abraham knew. Verse number 9, they came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. I don't want to overemphasize this. What an amazing, how submissive Isaac was. Abraham was a great man of faith, but can you imagine a 30, 33-year-old man allowing his dad to tie his hands? "Okay, Dad. Whatever you say, Dad." Verse number 10. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And I can just picture that. He had the knife raised, fixing to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." I think, and I read already these different things about "here am I." I think his voice of his tone, the Bible doesn't say this, but I know as a dad, I imagine the inflection of his voice was so much different when he heard at first, "Well, here am I, here am I, yes, son, here am I." But when he heard that angel of the Lord and he's fixing to thrust that knife into Isaac, I imagine his voice, "Here am I!" He knew something was about to happen. And he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." What a tremendous, tremendous example, Abraham. We see Abel, the worship of faith. Enoch was the walk of faith. Noah was the work of faith. Abraham, in the early, was the wandering of faith. Sarah was the waiting of faith. We looked in verse number 13. Those people were the worthiness of faith. And then verse number 17 through 19, we see the willingness of faith, the willingness of faith. Then the Bible turns its attention to Isaac, Abraham's son, the one who was on that altar. And we read in verse number 20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. I call this, if you pardon the thought, the word of faith. The word blessed here in this passage of Scripture, it means a eulogy when we have funerals and all. And the word eulogize, it means to praise, to invoke blessings. So I won't get into the story. You remember the story, how Isaac had blessed Jacob and Esau. And remember, Jacob was something else, man. That was a rascal. He'd already got Esau's birthright. And then Isaac became blind. Remember that story? And I don't want to read, but it's quite a story. That Jacob's mama, who was Rachel, knew that Jacob was dying. Isaac was dying, okay? And so, remember, she had some deer meat, venison. I'm going to go kill one this week, okay? A deer. And she cleaned the venison. Wrapped Jacob's arm, because it said that Esau was a hairy man. You remember that story? He's a hairy man. Isaac was blind, and Rachel comes to brought Isaac. I mean Jacob. Here's Esau blessing. Well, it sounds like Jacob. Remember, he's blind. Don't sound like Esau. Y'all remember that story? Well, feel my arm. Well, yeah, you're awful hairy there, son. You got to be Esau and not Jacob. Well, anyway, you know the rest of the story, okay? He blessed, and I won't get... According to Genesis 35:28, Isaac lived 180 years, and yet he never saw the things to come. By faith, he had knowledge that these things would happen, and he passed the blessings on to his children, even though... He was not aware of all that was going on. Isaac still blessed Jacob and Esau. And that's what the verse really means here. There's a lot more to that when you get the whole story. But when it says concerning things to come, that's the key. Don't get lost in all the deception that Rachel and Jacob and all that. And Esau, boy, he's a rough guy. Don't get caught up in that. The thought was concerning things to come. He believed God. Isaac knew that the blessings would come, so he blessed them. Then we see another fellow named Jacob, and I already mentioned him by verse number 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the staff, top of his staff, Jacob. I have a note here. I'll read this. He was a very colorful individual indeed, the life of Jacob. He was a rascal. Those are my words, not a commentator's. I don't know if you'll find that in the Bible, in another Bible commentary anywhere. But wasn't that guy a rascal? He was known as a deceiver. Jacob was. Not the best example for us to follow, Jacob. But isn't it interesting? At the end of his life, we see something happen to Jacob. And the turning point in Jacob's life really was, remember when he was wrestling the angel of the Lord, I believe it was God, the Lord in that theophany. The Lord said, let me go. And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And they wrestled. The Bible said that. The day daylight was coming, sun was coming up. Let me go. I'm telling you, I'm not letting you go till you bless me. He said, okay, I'm going to bless you. And he touched his thigh. And it said that Jacob had to limp the rest of his life. Remember a wonderful story there. Even through all the faults that Jacob had at the end of his life, he still worshiped God, which is a great story. I'm looking at over the congregation. We got a bunch of old folk in here. Amen, preacher. Okay. Isn't it wonderful to know, even in your old age, no matter what you've done in the past, that not only God is a forgiving God, that you can still worship Him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.